Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today we have an introduction to Hilchos Muktzah. If we take a look on our daf on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, we will see that there is a fundamental machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether we hold of Muktzah, whether there is an Iser of Muktzah or not. There is a lot of confusion and misunderstanding about the halachos of Muktzah for a few reasons. Firstly, Muktzah is confusing because many of the sugyos of Muktzah are all over the place. They are interdispersed primarily in two Masechtos and Shas, here in Maseches Shabbos, as well as Maseches Beitzah. There's another reason why Muktzah is difficult. There are many, many categories of Muktzah. They are delineated beautifully by the Beis Yosef in Simen Shin Ches. However, despite the delineations of the Beis Yosef, I would like to clarify something that has been brought out. It's brought out clearly in the Shiurim of Rav Soloveitchik, but can be found in Halacha Svarim, primarily in the Aruch HaShulchan, who does a fantastic job of teaching the halachos of Muktzah. Even though our Gemara had presented that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether there is a concept of Muktzah or not, nevertheless, it should be emphasized that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon's machlokas should not be confused with another discussion of Muktzah. Later on, the Gemara in Perakol HaKelim will describe Gzeiras Nechemia. Nechemia instituted that it's prohibited to carry utensils on Shabbos, certain utensils, for example, a hammer today that is a kli shemelachto l'issur. We will discuss those halachos in the appropriate time. And as the Aruch HaShulchan points out, that discussion of the Gzeira of Nechemia has nothing to do with the machlokis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. In fact, everybody agrees on some level of the concept of Muktzah. For example, explains the Aruch HaShulchan, if you have an object that is clearly Muktzah, designated for not to be used for Shabbos, so then even Rabbi Shimon is Moda. The way Rav Soloveitchik said it in his Shiurim was that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argue about parva objects. Objects that on the one hand are not mufka from use on Shabbos. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need to positively designate an item for use on Shabbos. And if you don't, it's considered muktzah. While Rabbi Shimon says, until the item itself is by definition not usable for Shabbos, one doesn't need positive haktzoas das. This I was zochet to see in preparing Rav Schechter's notes from Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim, when just the raw notes of Rav Schechter were put out as a booklet. This is the way the Rav explained it. The Aruch HaShulchan as well has a very similar explanation. So it's important not to confuse Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon with the Gzeira of Nechemia, which Nechemia prohibited moving a kli shemelachto le'isur. He discussed muktzah machmas chisar and kis, and all fun categories, cheerful categories that we're going to get to Be'ezer Hashem later on. So it's not that Rabbi Shimon rejects the concept of muktzah, or for that matter, the prohibition of being metaltel certain kelim on Shabbos, as the Gemara on Daf Memvav Amid Aleph brings out. When it comes to muktzah machmas gufo, even Rabbi Shimon agrees. So, for example, in our Gemara, three lines from the top of Mem Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says that honeycombs are muktzah if they're for bees. That is, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that they're muktzah, says the Gemara. But according to Rabbi Shimon, if in the object, in the chefetz, it is muchan, even if a person doesn't have positive das, then in such a case, it's not muktzah. In contrast to the Gzeira of Tiltul, which the Rambam describes in his opening of Perek Chaf Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, as being prohibited because a person might come to do Malacha, or as the Ravid says over there based on the Gemara, that one might come to carry on Shabbos, and that is the reason one is not allowed to move a hammer. Here, the source is not a gzeira, but rather either an explicit din d'oraisa or possibly an asmachta of a d'oraisa, which is found in the Gemara on Beitza Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Torah mandated that in the midbar that we should prepare the man beforehand. Vehichinu es asher yaviyu, says the Gemara in Beitza. The Chassam Sofer goes so far as to suggest in his Hakdama to Maseches Beitza, this requirement of vehichinu es asher yaviyu mandates that one is not allowed to eat food that has been prepared before, that has not been prepared before Shabbos, has not been designated for use before Shabbos. Hence the case there in Beitza of an egg that was laid on Shabbos. Sam Sofer in his Akdama to Beitza, as well as an Orach Haim Simen Ayin Tes, goes so far as to say that it would be Mamish Edin D'Oraisa, and the Nafgamina between this and, let's take the other extreme, the Gzeira of Nehemiah would be a Safek. Do we have to be machmir on a suffix? If we say that the iser muktza of something that was not prepared to eat before Shabbos is an iser d'oraisa, an iser asev, echinu es asher yaviyu, then in such a case, one would need to be machmir on a suffix. The gzeira of Nehemiah falls into the other category entirely. It's a pure gzeira, and on a suffix, one could be mekel. Then we have this middle category. We do not believe that the requirement of muktza, as in our sugya, honeycombs that weren't prepared for use on Shabbos, that Reb Yehuda says is muktzah, Reb Shimon holds is not, is a din d'oraisa, even according to Reb Yehuda. Nevertheless, it doesn't fall into the category of the gzeira of Tiltul Kelim, but rather is modeled, I believe, after that din d'oraisa of Echinu Es Asher Yaviyu. The Yalkut Yosef, in his Akdama Tilchos Muktzah, points out that the Sefer Bina Le'itim claims, according to the Tosas Yishanim, who says that Muktza is more chamur than the Gzeira of Tiltul, and is a Ke'ein d'Oraisa, and according to the Tosas Yishanim, a Safek Muchan, one would have to be Machmir, according to Reb Yehuda. There are clearly Poskim that disagree. The Pnei Yehoshua says that even though Rashi says that Muktza is chamur tfei, maybe there's room to be Mekel in that Sugya on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Ayin B'Pnei Yehoshua Sham. However, that discussion becomes, despite its importance and its significance in understanding the three different levels of Muktza, it becomes only academic in nature because we paskin like Rebbe Shimon. There is no one who explicitly states that something that is obviously muktzah, like muktzah machmas gufo, that Rabbi Shimon agrees with, which is probably modeled after the pasuk veichinu es asher yaviyu, that one would be machmir on that suffix muktzah machmas gufo, which would have been asur, even according to Rabbi Shimon, outside of the gzera of Nehemiah. Nevertheless, what is important is for us to know these three categories. Number one, that there is an Isser d'oraisa ve'chinu es asher yaviyu, an Isser achila, that the Chassam Sofer says manifests in the halacha of Safek Nolad, whom according to some opinions, one would have to be Machmir. Category number two is what's modeled after ve'chinu es asher yaviyu, which is not an Isser d'oraisa according to most Rishonim, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and even Rabbi Shimon agrees that something that is clearly not usable on Shabbos and needs to be designated to be able to be moved, for example, Muktzah Machmas Gufo would be a Din D'Rabbanan, and therefore on a Safek one could be Mekel. Nevertheless, it's important to note that that's a different category than the Gzeira of Tiltul Kelim, which was introduced by Nehemiah. We will discuss in that sugya on Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that it seems the Gzeira was already alluded to by David and Shlomo HaMelech, as we saw on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, but that is a Gzeira Midrabanan, as discussed by the Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam and Ravid are in Perichov Dalet and not in Perichov Gimel, as I mentioned earlier. Aside from the Nafgamina, whether one would be Machmir on a Safek or not when it comes to the Isser Achila, which according to Chassam Sofer is a Din Doraisa, would also be Negia, touching the object. Chassam Sofer claims that whenever there is an Isser Achila, for example, we have Chametz on Pesach, there's also an Isser Negia, and therefore an egg which is laid, which is prohibited, there are certain eggs that are permissible and certain eggs that are prohibited, which are prohibited on Yom Tov, then in such a case, there would also be an Isser Negia as well. However, when it comes to those things that are only part of the Gzeira of Tiltal, touching them is going to be permissible. It will only be moving them that will be problematic. Bezer Hashem, this introduces us to the concept of Muktza, with two nafkaminas of the three categories of Muktza. Number one, Safek, and number two, that the prohibition of Tiltal Kalim only includes Tiltal and not Negiah. Please note that we did not discuss at all the halachos of Gzeres Tiltal Kalim, and that, Be'ezer Hashem, we will get to in the future. We will probably do it, Be'ezer Hashem, in the halacha section on Daf Kuf, Chaf Gimel.